I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Dreaming of a white Christmas.
Well, sadly, that may be just a dream this year. We are joined by Janice Dean. She is also known as the Weather Queen and the Weather Machine. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning. How are you guys? Merry Christmas.
Good. Rick Fowler here with Dan Bongino. We're in for Brian and Larry as we're 2 days out from Christmas Day. And, you know, there's something about a white Christmas that's really special, but not looking too likely for our immediate area, is it?
No, I think Santa's going to be wearing a Hawaiian shirt, especially across the East Coast, because it's going to be warm. It's going to be warmer than average for a lot of folks as we head into the holiday weekend. The problem is we got big travel delays, and those are going to be happening not only today, but Saturday and Sunday actually is going to be the worst day. So hopefully everybody will be at their final destination on Sunday, because across the country, we're going to have a lot of travel delays. We've got a big storm system affecting the central U.S., so a lot of snow. We're going to see accumulating ice across the Midwest, and even the possibility for severe weather, including tornadoes on Christmas Day. So that's something you need to watch. The West Coast has been really active. The skiers are loving it because they're getting a lot of snowpack on the mountains, on the ski resorts, but unfortunately that comes with a cost with bad weather as people are trying to get home for the holidays.
Hey, Janice, let me tell you, this is I've been doing this for MAL for like 3 years, and this is my ultimate fanboy moment. I mean, we love you in the Bongino household like you wouldn't believe. I mean, I drive my daughter to school in the morning. I kid you not. We listen on Sirius like 114 or something to Fox. And when you come on, my 12-year-old's like, it's the Weather Machine. She totally digs your chili. So
you just gave me such a great gift. I mean, truly. I mean, I love our fans, and it's all like a family. I really feel that. And when I meet people who listen to Fox or listen on the radio, it's just such a great, it's just a great connection, because we truly have people that watch us all the time, and you are our family as we are your family. So I appreciate that so much, Dan. That's true.
Well, my daughter and my youngest one, my 4-year-old, loves Freddie the Frogcaster and the Terrible Tornado. So your book and Ainsley Earhart's, that's like our reading list at night for my 4-year-old. So I know we were supposed to do weather, but Heather's a great producer. When she sent me you were on last night, I didn't tell her. I'm like, seriously, we interview everyone on the show, Brett Baer, Jake Tapper, you name it. And I saw Janice Dean. I was like, my daughter, Isabel, my 12-year-old, is going to be so stoked. Because, listen, weather around the holidays is a great topic. But let's be honest, it can be pretty boring. You're one of the few people who makes weather exciting. But here's my one question for you, because we did get you to talk about this. Is there any possibility, because I travel a lot too in the air, of some kind of like weather disaster in Chicago, which seems to screw up the entire country if something happens? Or do we look relatively clear for that?
When are you traveling, Dan?
Tomorrow and possibly the next day. We'll see.
Okay, so, you know, it's not going to be the greatest. I think Chicago's actually got some weather going on today. Tomorrow we've got this front that moves across the East Coast. It's mainly going to bring rain for the D.C. area. But the big storm comes on Christmas. So I think if you are traveling tomorrow, you should be okay.
Okay, good. Well, that's always good. I always worry about that because, you know how that works. Like if Chicago gets screwed up, the whole nation goes there. It doesn't matter. It could be 71 and sunny in D.C. and like every flight's delayed. It drives me nuts.
You're absolutely right. And people have to realize that if there's big weather happening across the Midwest or the Northeast or even the West Coast, that's going to cause a ripple effect. Planes have got to get out and get to a destination to pick you up to go somewhere. So that's going to be a problem. You know what I find is if you tweet the airlines, I've done this before, they're very good at tweeting you back with information. So if you can't get information at the desk or from the airline itself, I would tweet them.
That's a great tip, as always, yeah. Janice. Always bringing it. Gosh, we love
aww.
You. You're the best.
I appreciate and your daughter's name is Isabel?
Isabel. Yeah, she loves, she thinks you're the greatest ever. Every time you come on, the weather machine. She loves, I'm not making this up. I re-interview everybody on this show. She really,
is
really
is she listening right now?
What's that? Yeah, she's in the other room.
Okay, so Isabel, you made the dean's list.
Oh, gosh, look at her.
Wow.
That's so funny.
That's an honor. Janice Dean, the weather machine. Thanks so much for being with us.
Janice.
Appreciate it.
She's
anytime,
ecstatic.
Guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry
and
Christmas.
And to you. Thank you.